Chapter 9. Finding Contentment. There's another timber hut at the base of the mountain. It's home to the woodsman. His son visits me sometimes. When all is still, we go for walks. He's 16 and I 60. Despite the age gap, we derive much joy from each other's company. We pull up pampas grass and pick mayflowers, pile up yam buds and break off water dropwort. Or we head to the paddy reservoirs below, gathering fallen rice stalks, weaving them into different shapes. When the weather is fine, we clamber to the top of the hill to gaze at the sky above my former home. We can see Mount Kohata, the villages of Fushimi, Toba, and Hatsukashi. Nothing can dint our pleasure because a place of beauty has no owner. When we have the energy and feel like venturing further afield, we hike eastward through the hills, past Sumiyama, Kasatori, and Ishima, offering prayers at the temple of Ishiyama. Or we cross the fields of Awazu to visit the former home of the venerable Semimaru. Sometimes we cross the Tanakami River, paying our respects at the grave of Sarumaro. On our way home, and depending on the season, we might view cherry blossoms or autumn leaves. We pluck bracken or gather nuts, either to offer to the Buddha or to keep for ourselves. When the night is quiet, I think of the departed, wetting my sleeves to a chorus of chattering monkeys. Fireflies in the bushes resemble fishermen's braziers off the island of Makinoshima. The rain at daybreak feels like a storm pelting the leaves. The throaty warbles of copper pheasants remind me of the voices of my mother and father. When mountain deer approach me without fear, I realize just how far removed from the world I've become. The embers I poke in the fire, like friends, they signal the dawn of my twilight years. Although the mountains can be forbidding, I enjoy the hooting of owls. Each season is enchanting in its own way. A more perceptive, deeper man than I would surely discover even more beauty. When I first came to the mountains, I did not plan to stay long. And yet, here I am, 5 years later. This aging, temporary shelter has become my home. Rotting leaves on the eaves, blanketed in moss. I sometimes receive word from the capital. While I've been here in the hills, many ranking lords have died. The departed of more humble status, they're too numerous to count. Just how many houses have been lost to the constant fires? Nothing happens here in my temporary hut. Small as it is, there's room enough to sleep at night and to sit by day, more than enough for one man. The hermit crab likes a tiny shell because it knows itself so well. The osprey lives on the rocky coast because it fears the world of man. So it is with me. I know myself, and I know the world. I wish for nothing, and seek not to conform. Quietude is all I desire. To be free from worry is happiness enough. People in this world don't build houses to meet their needs. They build them to keep wives, children, and retinues. Some build to impress their friends and acquaintances, to provide lodging to a lord or teacher. Some, of course, are simply housing their treasures, oxen and horses. I built for myself alone. You may wonder why. The world today has its ways, and I have mine. I have no companion nor servant. Even if I built a bigger house, who would I welcome? With whom would I share it?